The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and delighted to be here with you and to greet you all and see many of your greetings in the chat, and thank you. There's a fascinating teaching that maybe came from the Thai meditation teacher Ajahn Chah. I'm not sure the origin of it. But that is the idea that has to do with sound, any kind of sound. And the idea is that sounds never bother us, but we bother sounds. And how I understand that is that sounds are just sounds that go through. But the problem, the botheredness, where we get bothered, has to do with our reaction to it, our reactivity and ideas around it. There are exceptions to this, of course. People are highly sensitive, or sounds that are just so glaringly painful that it seems like they hurt our ears. There are other things, but generally, this idea that sounds are kind of neutral, and this is particularly true with the words people speak. The meaning of the words might not be neutral, but the words as sound are neutral. And somewhere in the ears that hear the sound, between the sound and the ears, there's something that gets involved. Something happens there. A meaning is assigned. Memory is about the words and the meaning come into play. The relationship we have might be have to the person who's speaking them comes into play. Predictions of the future and what those words might mean. And then it becomes this complicated world in the middle of which there is some place we get knotted, we get entangled, we're caught in it. We're hanging on to that branch on the edge of the river as we canoe down. So to learn the art of not being knotted up, not being reactive to our senses is one of the great arts of mindfulness practice. It doesn't, of course, mean that we are oblivious or indifferent to what happens in the world. It means that we can come into kind of a balanced place or a free place where our response is a response, not a reaction. Where we can see clearly what our inner ideas, thoughts, impulses are and choose wisely how to act, including not giving in to knotting up, getting entangled with it all. So to hear sounds. And so this is true with all our sense doors. It's the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the body. And today I'd like to focus on the body. And this kind of ability to discern the sensations in the body, the knowing of the sensation, and the entanglement that that we might get involved with it. So to begin, you might just very simply close your eyes and find a... And some of you have done this before, but please do it again. So find a neutral place in your body. And it could be the hands. Maybe the hands are touching each other, or the hands are touching your thigh or your knees. And find a neutral spot in your body. And some place where you're not so likely to get entangled or have a lot of opinions or ideas, but that you can feel, the sensations are there. And feel the sensations in that part of your body. So if it's in the hand, feel the pulsing, the tingling, the vibration, the warmth, the coolness. Feel how the sensations might be different in the fingers, in the palm, in the back of the hand. And then as you're aware of the sensations in your body in this neutral place, how neutral are you? Are there judgments, ideas, for or against the sensations or the attention with the sensations? Is there reactions? Now, as you exhale, relax your whole body best you can. Soften the body. Soften the mind as you exhale. A settling into just being here, putting aside ideas of what you have to do or should do, in favor of the exhale, where you let go, relax, settle. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxing and softening. And maybe you can't let go of everything, but maybe you can soften the tensions in the mind, soften the places of anxiety, desire, of ill will. Or maybe simply the strong tendency to think. On every exhale, relax, settle, soften. Doing it gently. Maybe even kindly, relaxing and softening on the exhale. And relaxing on the exhale. And seeing if you can be gentle and receptive to the inhale. With no ambitions. No standards that you're measuring yourself against. And allowing yourself to be aware of the inhale in whatever way it happens. On the exhale, letting go into the exhale, as if you're letting go into the very end of the exhale, to where the things become quiet and still before the inhale begins. And as you're with your breathing, the sensations of the body breathing, notice if there's any ways in which you're knotted or entangled, reactive, caught up in some idea or preference about the breathing. And appreciate that that is your addition, the extra part to breathing. It's possible to breathe with no entanglement necessary. But if there is, know it as entanglement. Know it as a knot. Gently, softly, non-judgmentally. But perhaps softening it as you exhale. with the mindfulness, attention hanging out with your breathing. And if there's any reactivity, any ways that you're caught or entangled in breathing, bothered by breathing, bothered by anything, let that be part of the bigger picture of what you accompany as you accompany the present moment, as you accompany breathing. Not being bothered, even by being when you're bothered. Just knowing it and breathing. If you are lost in thinking, chances are that there's some kind of subtle or big ways in which you are caught in it, entangled, knotted. Can you relax the knot, untie it? And if you can't, that's okay. Just know it. Just know that you're knotted and caught, and continue breathing with it, through it. Let breathing be your support to either freeze you from being caught or gently highlights that you are. And if you are, don't be bothered by it. Breathe with it gently, softly. sooner or later in the practice of meditation, we can become mindful enough to notice how we get caught up in things, entangled and reactive, to things we see, things we hear, things we smell, things we taste, things we feel in the body, things we think, things we emote. And at some point, we begin having a new relationship to those entanglements, those attachments, the way we're caught up. And that is one that we don't no longer believe in the value of being entangled and caught. We know there is something better. And we know it doesn't work to get entangled in our entanglements, to be reactive and bothered by the ways that we are bothered or reactive. And this begins to give us a taste of freedom, the freedom of leaving things alone and not being further entangled, just knowing what's happening. And this ability is invaluable in our social lives, to be able to not give in or stay caught or behave, speak from our reactivity, but to see it and be able to stay balanced, relaxed, clear. And if we can do that, or as we begin doing this better and better, it becomes clearer, more obvious, that the practice we're doing is beneficial for others. It frees them from our reactivity. And may it be that this practice that does in fact support and help others, maybe all beings. May it be that this community of ours, with so many people coming here in 7 a.m. sitting, that collectively we are making a difference in the world, that in known and unknown ways we spread peace, safety, happiness, and freedom. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may each of us contribute to this being possible.